The town of Collingwood made 2 emergency purchases and 13 non-standard procurement purchases in 2022, accounting for more than $2 million in spending. During the April 24 council meeting, councillors will be getting a look at a report on the 2022 non-standard and emergency procurement purchases, which mostly covered costs associated with wastewater treatment failure events, security at the Pine Street bus terminal and advertising. All purchases identified were accounted for in the 2022 budget or approved by council separately outside of the budget process, noted Michael Truman, manager of accountability, procurement and risk management with the town in his report to councillors. There are legitimate reasons to proceed with a non-competitive purchase, and these are used judiciously, he said. A standard procurement is a competitive process for goods and services, where multiple bidders compete through a proposal process. The intent of the process is to solicit fair, impartial and competitive bids. These types of processes are used when the town requires expertise or services outside of the services town staff can provide. Non-standard procurement and emergency purchases, valued equal to or greater than $25,000, are required to be reported to the public annually by the town. These types of procurement also require a specific process, but are non-competitive due to reasons such as a lack of competition, or a requirement in an emergency situation. In 2022, there were 2 instances of emergency procurement through the town, both related to wastewater emergencies. The region of Huronia Environmental Services Limited was paid $48,750 for their assistance to clean up a digester overflow that took place on Christmas Eve 2021 at the town's wastewater treatment plant. Arnott Construction Limited was paid $39,486.48 for repairs to a force main break at Huron Street and Heritage Drive this summer at the Harbor House development site. There were 13 staff-approved non-standard procurement purchases in 2022, accounting for $1,962,325 in spending. Many of these procurements were also for changes and repairs at the water treatment plant, including $48,750 for a clean out of the second digester after the catastrophic failure, $220,998 to demolish and repair the roof of the second digester following the December 2021 event, $600,000 for sludge haulage and storage as a short-term fix until an open market bid for the work can be completed, $472,560 for wastewater treatment plant membranes, $39,870 for UV lamp replacements and $35,000 for a waste treatment plant actuator. Also, 13 locations in the existing sanitary sewer system around Collingwood have been identified as critical and in need of spot repair work, which cost $60,000. Chime Security Services was paid $58,632 to provide security at the Pine Street bus terminal this past year. In the report to councillors, staff have said the need for a security solution at multiple town locations including the Collingwood Public Library has been identified and an open procurement process will take place for the services in 2023. The town is paying Metroland, owner of the Collingwood Connection, $171,600 for a 5-year term for their weekly print advertising, citing a lack of competition. 2 consultants were paid through the non-standard procurement process for reports. Nordicity Group Limited was paid $99,930 for their Arts Center feasibility study work, while Brook McElroy Inc. was paid $70,000 for their waterfront public realm study. Collingwood Fire spent $44,985 on e-hydraulic fire equipment through Code 4 Fire and Rescue Inc., while the Small Business Enterprise Center was given $40,000 for their programming. To read the full report, click here.